Hi everyone, it's Joe and
Lola Rose.
Okay, change your name. This is our 30th audio mo and we couldn't think of anything else to do. Jodie could have talked about her day today, but you know, there's only so much you want to hear about her being by the beach and doing beach activities, I suppose. So I did a book recommendation stroke review, I suppose, a couple of nights ago. So I thought Jodie could do one tonight of the book that she's currently reading. Now, perhaps not much interest to adults, but you never know, some people like reading you know,
kiddie books.
Well, no, it's not kiddie books, is it? But it's young books. So I'm going to ask Jodie questions and she's going to do a little book review or recommendation, and if any of you've got daughters, maybe they'd enjoy reading it. So yeah, so what's it called and who's it by?
Lola Rose, and it's by it's called Jacqueline Wilson and it's by Lola Rose.
Don't be silly.
No, sorry, it's called Lola Rose and it's by Jacqueline Wilson.
Jacqueline Wilson. Okay, how long is it? How many pages is it?
It's got 323 pages.
Okay.
And I'm at page 85.
Right, okay, so you're only just into it, aren't you, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, what's it about? You've read the blurb and everything, so what's it about?
It's about a girl whose real name is Janie.
Mm-hmm.
Her dad's name is... Her little brother's called Kenny.
Mm-hmm.
And their mum's called Nikki and their dad is called Jay. Jay is horrible and he slaps the mum all the time and gets angry. And then when her mum won the lottery, he tried to steal all the money. Then he got really angry because Janie stuck up for her mum,
mm-hmm,
and started fighting him back. And then he slapped Janie across the face like this.
Don't even demonstrate your little horror.
Like this, poof.
Don't hit that. Go on.
And then they moved away. They ran away without Jay knowing. And he had to change the name. So Kenny changed his name to Kendall.
Mm-hmm.
Janie changed her name to Lola Rose. And Nikki, the mum, changed her name to Victoria.
Right. So don't give the end of the story away if you know what it is. I know you've not finished it yet. So it's about their, I presume it's about their story, is it, as new, with new identities and everything.
The dad comes back and finds them and hits them to death.
No, he doesn't.
I'm joking.
You're so evil. And Rob's singing in the background. So we don't know what happens in the end, so you don't want to give too much away.
No, I don't know what happens in the end.
No. But is it good so far?
Yeah.
How many stars would you give it out of five?
Five.
Would you? Yeah. What age would you say is suitable? I know you're 11, so obviously it's suitable for your age. But what age would you say from and to?
I wouldn't let 6-year-olds read it. Or 7-year-olds. Maybe 9 or 10.
Yeah.
To...
I suppose
14.
It could...
15?
Yeah, or I suppose young adults might like it, mightn't they? You know, if they yeah, enjoy just reading something for a bit of light entertainment, light relief.
Hmm.
You know, something don't perhaps need to concentrate on too much, they might enjoy it.
Another question.
You what?
Another question.
Another question? Can't really think of anything else you could say, really, because you've not finished it and you also don't want to give it away if you had, do you?
Hmm.
You can read the blurb off the back if you want.
Okay.
Oh, how much was it? I know you got it in three for two, didn't you?
It's originally £6.99.
Right.
It says on the back.
But you got it from WH Smith's in a 3-for-2 offer, didn't you?
Yeah. Now, how many minutes have you got left?
You have a lot, sweetie, without me touching it and being verbal.
5.5 minutes.
I think that's how much we've used. Is it?
Yeah, no. We've got five.
Oh, right, we've got 5.5 left.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, hang on. Can I do another book review?
Go on, I can pause it.
Yeah, okay. I'll just go get my book.
Okay.
I got books.
Okay, Jodie's back with her books, and she's a bit of a Jacqueline Wilson fan, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you like watching it as well, don't you? Watching Tracy Beaker and that. So she's got a few more Jacqueline Wilson books. So just for interest, if anyone does have children that might be interested. She's going to read the blurb of a few of these books.
By the way, on the back of Lola Rose, it says for older readers.
Right, okay. I mean, sometimes 9 and 10 year olds are better, you know, are quite grown up, aren't they? So I'd say parental decision, really.
Yeah.
Go on then, say the title. We all know they're all by Jacqueline Wilson. So title and blurb, please.
The Story of Tracy Beaker by Jacqueline Wilson. The price is £5.99.
Mm-hmm.
The blurb, I'm Tracy Beaker. This is a book all about me. I'd read it if I were you. It's the most incredible, dynamic, heart-rending story, honest. Tracy is 10 years old. She lives in a children's home, but would like a real home one day with a real family. Meet Tracy. Follow her story and share her hope for the future. In this beautifully observed, touching and often very funny tale, all told in Tracy's own words, the first ever mega best-selling Tracy Beaker story, now with an extra special new introduction by Jacqueline.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Sorry. Honestly, what are you like? Just throw me a bone across the room.
How
to clue, but you better
3 minutes.
Right, go on. Next.
Okay. The Tracy Beaker trilogy by Jacqueline Wilson includes 3 fantastic stories all about Tracy. I'm Tracy Beaker. This is a book all about me. Blah, blah, blah. It's the same as the other one.
Right.
10-year-old Tracy is one of the most popular and well-loved children's book characters ever created. She lives in a children's home, but would like a real home one day with a real family. Meet feisty, funny Tracy and follow her adventures and share her hopes for the future in these hilarious and touching tales all told in Tracy's own words. Plus an exclusive letter from Jacqueline Wilson about how Tracy was created, featuring The Story of Tracy Beaker, starring Tracy Beaker and The Dare Game. The Cat Mummy by Jacqueline Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
I have a pet. I love her lots, but she is very, very, very boring. Even so, Mabel, my dear old tabby cat, is a good listener. She never minds what I want to talk about. Mabel may not be as adventurous or as fun as my friend Sophie's 4 kittens, but she's always there for me. Miss Smith, my new teacher, told us that in ancient Egypt, people worshipped cats. Mabel could definitely have been a cat goddess in those days. An outstanding, touching story from best-selling prize-winning author Jacqueline Wilson. There.
Okay, so that's the Cat Mummy, is it?
That's the Cat Mummy. That was £10.99.
Wow.
It's not got many pages in, but it is a really good book. And the trilogy, we've only got 2 minutes left.
Go on.
The trilogy would be seven...
Trilogy?
Trilogy. Trilogy. It's £7.99. Hedy Feather. I've missed out Sapphire thingy because I've forgotten it.
Okay.
For the amazing tale of roll up for the amazing tale of Hedy Feather. Gasp as she is an abandoned baby. Shudder as the hardship she suffers. Wonder at her search for her real mother. Hedy Feather is the most compelling tale Wilson has told. The Times, simply the best, truly brilliant by the Sun. They're the newspapers.
Yeah.
£5.99 that's cost. Bad. The Longest Whale Song. I've missed out Sapphire Battersea.
Yeah, that's
what
okay.
It was called. Anyway, dear Mum, oh dear, I know you can't read this, but I still need to write to you. There's so much I want to tell you. I've been doing a special project about whales. Did you know that humpback whales could sing? Isn't it amazing to think of all those whales down in the depths of the ocean singing? Usually the songs are quite short, but one whale was recorded singing non-stop for 22 hours. I'd sing even longer if it would only make you wake up. I'm going to play you some beautiful whale songs when I visit you in hospital. You'll listen, won't you? Lots and lots and lots of love. Ella, XXX. Her mum's in a coma because she was having a little baby.
Right.
We've only got 30 seconds left.
Yep.
Goodbye. Oh, that cost £5.99. Done.
Okay, so what was the Sapphire one that you missed out just in this last couple of seconds?
Oh, that's the second one of Hedy Feather. That's about when she finds a mum in the care home that she's in, but the care home's horrible.
Right, okay. Shall we say bye-bye to Boo?
Bye-bye, Boo!
Hope that
bye-bye
made some
Boo.
Sense,
that's
Boo.
7 seconds left!
Hope it made bye-bye sense. Bye-bye, Boo!
Bye-bye.